That you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson, we'd like to once again welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. Johnson Temple Feeding the Hungry program takes place every second and fourth Wednesday, 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. In addition to receiving a hot meal, perishable and non-perishable food items are available for individuals in need. The public is invited and volunteers are welcome. For more information, please call the church at 337-239-3845. In today's broadcast, you will hear a selection from saxophonist Alex Allen from Dallas, Texas, a solo from Sister Michelle Dodson, and a Mother's Day sermon given by Pastor Superintendent Maurice Johnson. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
A virtuous woman. Lord, help me preach today. For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do good. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet dark and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planted a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goes out, not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold distaff. In other words, mama learned how to sew. Many of those dresses that you were able to wear, mama made that dress. May not have made it to your touch, amen, because you wanted it to be a little longer, you wanted to fit a little tighter, you wanted this, you wanted that, amen. But mama knew more about what you were supposed to wear than what you thought you did. She stretches out her hand to the poor, yeah. She reaches forth her hands to the needy. She's not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet, nice clothes. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates. When he sitteth among the elders of the land. You better believe, amen, no matter what the preachers was going through or what they had to say, mother was there, amen, to assist, amen. Give her the fruit of her hands and her own works, praise in the gates. That's what you would do for mother, amen. I preached the message, but I use a little different subject. Amen. Don't forget, mother. You don't want to forget your mother. Amen. I love my father, and he loved me. But there was no love like a mother's love. Amen. I can remember her getting up in the middle of the night checking on us. If one was sick, she would minister to him or her with the Vicks salve. Y'all know what that is, right? Well, this is the one that I didn't really care for. It's called castor oil. You got an aspirin. Oh, my God. I found many of the attributes that my mother had, amen, and also my wife, Mother Judy, amen. 68 years, amen, we were married, and I cannot remember having an argument or she wanting to hit me over my head. Amen, or I wanted to hit her. Amen, and I thank God for her. Mothers should, and I listed them in this order. One, teach their children amen, that they should be your bond. Teach them to be honest. And if you make a promise, keep it. Number two, you will reap what you sow. If you sow bad seeds, you know what's coming up. Let your children know, Lord help me preach, amen. Just like it is sowing time, there's also reaping time. I know I got some witnesses. Amen. Tell them that God will not let them down. They may let him down, but he will be there for them if they call on him. Yes. Learn to trust in God, yes, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And all thy ways, oh Lord, help me preach. Acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Yes. Number four, remember this. Mothers, you have a big responsibility to your children. Huh? Yes. You must learn how to pray. Yes. You must learn how to teach your children how to pray. You come to Sunday school, and you should bring your children with you. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way that he or she should go. And when he or she is old, they will not depart from it. The word train comes from the root word to put into the mouth, the idea of conditioning the palate, i.e. such like candy, hamburgers, sodas. Y'all know what I'm talking about. That's what you give your children. Amen. That's why some of them's teeth are falling out. Amen. Mothers, amen. Practice long-suffering. You condition your children by giving the proper instructions. Amen. And the proper discipline. Amen. When he or she gets grown, it will stay with them. Oh, yeah. I had some spots on me to prove it. You condition your children by giving the proper instructions and the proper discipline. When he or she gets grown, amen, what mama and daddy did to teach them will stay with them. Mothers should not be afraid to talk around their children. Amen. I hear you. I don't want them in my business. If you train them right, they will not get in your business. But if they never hear you talk, who are they going to learn from? I'll tell you, from the streets. They call it trash talk. If they never hear you talk, they think trash talk is the right way. Of course, if that is the way you talk, maybe that's, amen, that they need to listen to somebody else. If you can't string a five-word sentence together without cursing, you don't need to hear, or mama don't need to hear you talk. If your conversation is always demoralizing and talking about other women, huh, or your husband, they don't need to hear you talk. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. The psalm we look at, amen, our text from deals with God's mercies. God is so merciful. Can I get a witness out there?
Yes, he is.
Huh? We ought to praise him day and night.
Amen.
Somebody said that every day he gives us new mercy.
Yes, sir.
Lord, help me.
Yes, sir.
I said, God gives us new mercy.
Yes, sir.
our God is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Yeah. Who is like unto the Lord our God? He will pick you up. Yeah. He'll turn you around. Yeah. He will place your feet on solid ground. Amen. He riseth up in the poor out of the dust and lifteth the needy out of the ash heap. Somebody, amen, put it this way. When I didn't have a dime, my God stepped right in on time. Amen. But if it was not for Medicare and Medicaid, mothers would be back to sitting up all night long with their child. Amen. Get that pan of water. Amen. And take that rag and put it on the head, trying to cool the bodies from that fever. Amen. Trying to get the limbs straightened. Our text says God heals the womb of the barren woman and enables her to have children. I've heard cases after cases like Hannah, like Sarah, like Rachel, and other women say, I can't have a baby. But God is able to open the womb, and you can become a mother. Then it makes it possible for her to have a home so she can be, amen, a joyful mother. Amen. Don't have to put a tub in the corner of the house because the roof is leaking. Enjoying the company of her children. That is why God is Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Thank God for mother. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. If there were no mothers, amen, where would daddy be? I'm going to say that again. If there was no mothers, where would these daddies be? Amen. Lord, help me. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. A mother should have very strong attributes, character, more strength, fortitude, one of good reputation. She should be a model for others to go by, especially her children, daughters, and other women. There are three things, amen, for sure mothers should teach her children. Amen. Listen up, children. Number one, that your words is your bond. Huh? Don't go around telling lies. Number two, know this, that you will reap what you sow. If you sow bad seeds, you'll reap bad seeds. Yes, amen. That's number three, know that God, amen, will not let you down. Yes, yes. He will be there for you, and you should be there for him. Amen. Amen. She should put forth the word of God in them by reading the Bible. Amen. To them, taking them to church and making sure they also read the word. Yes, yes. Amen. We had to read the word. Yes. Amen. I know we faked it sometimes. We had the Bible open and we looked like we were reading the Bible, but we were just playing in the Bible because we were just wasting time because we didn't want mama to see us reading or hearing us read the Bible. Amen. She would put the word of God in them by reading the Bible, amen, taking them to church and making sure they also read the word. Paul told Timothy, I see the qualities in you that I also saw, good God Almighty, I'm closing, amen, I saw it in your grandmama, amen, Lois, and your mother, Sister Eunice. Yeah. Amen. Happy Mother's Day. May the Lord continue to bless you. Yeah. Amen. Who can find a virtuous woman? For a man. For the price, her price is above rubies. Jesus turned water into wine in Cana. On the cross, he spoke to John, the beloved disciple, and said, "Behold thy mother." I'm closing. He also spoke to his mother and said, "Behold thy son." John was supposed to take Mary, amen, into his own house, take care of her. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for his mother, Mary. We thank God, amen, for John. And we thank God for all that he has done for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. God loves us. Amen. But he has a special place in his heart for the women. Amen. Praise the Lord. If it was not for your mother, where would you be? Well, you wouldn't be here. I thought I'd open somebody's eyes. I said, you wouldn't be here. Amen. You had to come from somebody. You had to come from somewhere. Amen. Thank God for the mother. Amen. Who changed your dirty diapers. Thank God for the mother. Amen. Who had to wash your dirty face. Thank God for the mother. Who had to keep petting and working with you because you were crying all night long. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but I loved my mother, and of course, amen, my wife, amen, who was the mother of my four children, of whom I love. Yes, amen, I'm kind of jealous of them. Yes, amen, we brought them up with the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Yes, amen, I wanted them to be somebody, amen, and they have proven themselves. I got two of them sitting over there right now. Amen, praise the Lord. And I have respect for them, and they have respect for girls. And I thank God, amen, that we have been able to raise them, amen, and to see them grow, and to see them, amen, work to be professionals. Amen. And never, somebody said never, never saying something ugly to their mother. Never. Amen, praise the Lord. Do things, amen, that would upset their mother. Amen. We thank God, amen, for being God. Amen. Amen. Therefore, shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Your mother should be one of the most important individuals in a person's life. Who's a mother? Amen. A woman totally divorced themselves. Amen. A woman who has born a child. One who is the source or nurturer of someone. A woman having the responsibility and authority of a mother. The term mother is also extended to elderly women, a superior woman in a religious establishment, a title used of an affectionate respect, mother. Mother Judy was a workhorse in her home. One must remember